Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
iHeart Podcast Update, this week on your free iHeart Radio app.
Fodor's Guide to Espionage, a 60s-era spy story of the world's first and greatest travel writer, Eugene Fodor, as he jet-sets around the globe. Tongue Unbroken, Season 2. This podcast explores complex concepts of identity, resilience, erasure, and genocide. Table for Two, Season 2. Think of the show as a deconstructed Oscar party in podcast form. Each episode takes place over the romance of a meal and feels like you're seated next to a different guest at that dinner.
Hear these podcasts and more on your free iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What is it really gonna take to heal ourselves, our communities, and our planet? I'm Alicia Silverstone, and this is The Real Heal. Who doesn't love food? It's delicious. It nourishes us. It brings us back to good memories. It helps our bodies refuel and recover. In this episode, I sit down with actor, director, screenwriter, and film producer Kevin Smith. And Mackie Shilston, author and health, wellness, and fitness expert, and Serena Williams fitness trainer, no big deal. We get into what it means to eat consciously. We talk about how the food we eat can save our lives. So without further ado, let's get into the real heal. Okay. Hey, Mackie and Kevin, I'm so happy to have you here and to talk to you about your guys' relationship with food, among other things. Mackie, can we start with you? Will you introduce yourself and talk about your relationship with food?
Well, my name is Mackie Shilston, and for the last 43 years, I have made a science of extending careers of professional, tactical, and industrial athletes. An industrial athlete would be my 21 years with the umpires of Major League Baseball. A tactical athlete might be my work with special operators out of Fort Bragg. And professional athletes have ranged now, my 13 years now with Serena Williams, to Peyton Manning, to world-class boxers, to NBA, every sport you can think of. And food is the basis or the energy you have. The food is a critical part of my world. And personally, I am basically known as Mediterranean Mackie. I follow a Mediterranean diet, a pesco Mediterranean diet. I don't eat red meat. I don't eat fried foods. And I don't eat pasta. But typically, if it flies or swims, I'll take a look at it.
Okay, let me ask you, Kevin, can I tell a little story about you before you introduce yourself? Just my experience of you. So before I met you on the world of doing our show together, you were legendary in my home when I was married. My ex-husband loved your work, and I've always lived a little bit under a rock, so I didn't know you until he showed me you. And then I understood that everybody knew you. So it was so fun to get to meet you. And then at some point he tells me, oh, Kevin's vegan. So that was another funny thing. Then you asked me to do the show with you, your Masters of the Universe, and you were such a great director. And I thought it was such a fun experience. And I would love to do it with you in the real world, not just in the virtual booth. But anyway, that's my experience of you. And you were kind enough to come on the show. And I saw your show with your kid, who's a big girl, but I'm just so proud of you guys for making this change and doing what you're doing. So now you can tell me your version of introducing yourself.
Totally. Oh my God. First off, thank you. My name's Kevin Smith. I've been a filmmaker, I guess, since, doing it professionally since 94, made a movie called Clerks, and I've been making it ever again and again ever since. I kind of moved from movies into like podcasting and hosting, and I just generally smeared myself all across the pop culture landscape in case one plate stopped spinning, I could have something else to kind of go to. So a couple of years ago, coming up in 1 month from today, as a matter of fact, it'll be 4 years since I had a massive heart attack. I was shooting a Showtime special, and you shoot two shows in order to make them one. And after the first show, I felt weird and didn't know what it was. Just couldn't catch my breath. Thought I was too stoned. I thought I'd smoked far too much weed before the show. Thankfully, Jason Mewes' wife, Jordan, who runs our company, and Emily, who was doing my hair and makeup, they called an ambulance, you know, and I was like, oh my God, don't do that. Like, this is so embarrassing. I'm just too high. And when the paramedics got there, the first responders, this kid saved my life, man. They didn't tell me what was going on. You know, I was sitting there in a chair with my hands over my head, and they were like, oh my God, Silent Bob is celebrating a touchdown. And so they were like, what's the matter? I was like, I can't quite breathe. I said, I can't catch my breath. I can breathe, but I can't catch my breath. And they put leads on you and stuff. And I was heavier then. I was a lot heavier. And so they knew something I didn't. They figured out right there in the room that I was having a heart attack. And so they played it so cool. They were just like, Mr. Smith, like, we know that it's a real hassle, but will you take a ride with us to the emergency room? Like, it would make us look so good with our bosses. And I was like, this is going to be so embarrassing when I get there. And it just turns out I'm really high. They're like, it will be embarrassing for everybody, but if you take a ride with us, it'll make us, have you ever been in an ambulance before? And I was like, well, no, never. They're like, oh, you're going to love it. It's such a good time. So I was like, all right, let's go to the hospital for the kids. Why not? And I got there and the doctor walked up to me and he was just like, how do you feel on a pain level? 0 to 10. What's your pain level? And I said, -3. I'm not in pain. And he goes, well, then you're doing it wrong. And I was like, doing what wrong? He goes, you're supposed to be in a lot of pain if you have a heart attack. I said, I'm having a heart attack. He goes, you are having a massive heart attack right now. So my kid the next day is just like, you know, please think about going plant-based, you know? And I was like, you know what? I ate any way I wanted for 47 years. I will try your wacky thing for 6 months. It's the least I could do for you. And it seemed to cheer her up and stuff. So the very next day, I started a plant-based journey. That was going to be 4 years ago, and I haven't looked back since, man. I've been full vegan all the way. And you are somebody who I knew was in the space like well before even my kid. Like, I remember, of course, Alicia going well back to like Beyond Clueless and to the Aerosmith videos and stuff. But when I heard about you going vegan, it was, you went like hardcore, like raw vegan and stuff. You actually eat vegetables. I'll eat like a kumquat if they turn it into a meatball, but you actually take things out of the earth and put them in your body, which blows my mind. But you were one of the first people like in my world, kind of, at least in my sphere of entertainment or pop culture, that went hardcore vegan. And I remember at the time, everyone was like, what a nut bar. And now, like, I am legit in that world and have been for 4 years. But, like, I've seen the benefits firsthand. This is not, I'm not a person that's like, I'm doing it because it's trendy. I chose to do it because it was the option to save my life at that time. And I've never looked back.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
iHeart Podcast Update. This week on your free iHeartRadio app. Fodor's Guide to Espionage, a 60s-era spy story of the world's first and greatest travel writer, Eugene Fodor, as he jet sets around the globe. Tongue Unbroken Season 2. This podcast explores complex concepts of identity, resilience, erasure, and genocide. Table for Two Season 2. Think of the show as a deconstructed Oscar party in podcast form. Each episode takes place over the romance of a meal and feels like you're seated next to a different guest at that dinner. Hear these podcasts and more on your free iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how, I don't know where, I don't know what. God, if you show me, God, if you tell me, God, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...with zero qualifications...
She had a Harvard plaque.
...tricks her way past a wall of lawyers and agents.
She's got all of these Maseratis and Bentleys all in the driveway.
Is it like a mansion?
Yes, it's a mansion. ...that this queen of the con uses to scam some of the biggest names in professional sports out of untold fortunes.
About $6 million.
Approximately $11 million.
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
Employing whatever means necessary to bleed her victims dry.
She would probably have sex with one of her clients.
Hide your money in your old rich man because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout. And woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
Mackie, will you tell me a little bit about, my understanding is that Serena Williams was inspired by Venus because both of them had health problems and both of them went vegan or tried to be plant-based, or because Venus and I did a thing in Canada together where she was talking about her plant-based inclinations. And will you tell me a little bit more about that?
You're right. I've worked with Serena for 13 years and I'm always with Venus, and they share multiple physical therapists that I've worked with. And when Venus was diagnosed a number of years ago with Sjögren's syndrome, which is an autoimmune disease that goes in and out of remission, because they shared, and I've been through many, many chefs, and I've actually done some specific testing with Serena and all my athletes, she and Venus, because there was this common bond of being, they were living together at the same house in the same time, that they had one chef. And this was a need situation for Venus. And Serena went along because of, that's her big sister, we'll do it together. And she stayed on it. Now, I will tell you this, because it's out there. In reality, Serena is avoiding gluten, which is a wheat protein. There are those people that suffer from celiac disease, which is a clinical condition where gluten can create irritable bowel syndrome, can create real devastation in the body. Whereas a gluten sensitivity is milder. It's more like an allergy. So the vegetarian, or let's say, to use Kevin's word, the true vegan, was easy to meet that challenge. Now, I will tell you, having almost analyzed every type of diet out there in my hospital-affiliated wellness programs, many of the people that we encounter, especially women on vegan-type diets, which, as Kevin said, is wonderful for the vascular system. Down the line, if you don't do things right, with the average age of menopause in this country is 51.4 years, and perimenopause beginning at 41, where there's significant changes in estrogen, a woman could begin to lose bone mineral density. And then by the time she's 41, if she does not balance the amino acid structure with the vegan intake, she could begin to lose lean muscle. And that is a real critical situation for a woman moving into menopause, because normally that woman in general is at risk for increase in visceral fat around the midsection. And so that's where the vegan intake is going to have to be much more structured the further you go in your life cycle, especially as a woman.
Well, it's interesting you say that, because I am a woman and I am 45 years old and I have begun that journey. And I hear you that if we don't eat well, if anyone doesn't eat well, because I wouldn't trade a Kentucky Fried Chicken diet, I wouldn't say that that was better because it had meat in it for a 40-year-old woman than it for a vegan. But the idea is that we all have to eat well, right, in order to thrive. And so when I've heard people in the past, when I first went vegan, people would tell me, I mean, they tell me my kids shouldn't be vegan because that's really bad for children. Look what it's going to do to them. And yet I can point to many, many, many people, even doctors, who will show you that children thrive. And when they're in their 40s, they're fine. And so, and my son is an example of that, having never needed medicine. I mean, it's incredible. And myself, the bone density thing, I know what you're talking about, because there's this body worker man that I know, and he always says, like, you know, that bone, he's always checking the bone density. But really, if you exercise and put muscles on your body and strengthen yourself and just continue to eat well, and what I mean by eating well is my superhero diet in the Kind diet. And I'm sure it's how you have your people eat, which is, you're making sure that you're having beans, you know, twice a day, or tempeh or tofu, whatever form, but you're getting full protein in your body and you're having whole grains, not in the form, you're not having white bread sandwiches, you're having quinoa and brown rice, and you're eating seaweed, which gives you minerals. You want minerals and calcium, and you're getting that from your sesame seeds and your tahini, and you want your grains, your beans, and your greens. And if I'm getting that, then I know I'm getting every mineral I need, so I'm not lacking in anything. But you're absolutely correct that most people don't know how to eat at all anyway. And they're just like, you know, they might go vegan and just eat veggie burgers every single day. Now, if they were eating Haagen-Dazs and regular burgers, I'd still pick that diet over the other one they had, personally. So I hear you that we have to be very careful with our diets for everyone, but I don't personally single out vegans as the issue. It's just good food is the issue for everyone, in my opinion.
I think you're absolutely right. I read all the clinical research, so I see it. I read technical journals for 43 years, 5 days a week, from 5:30 to 6:30 before I train for an hour and a half, irrespective of athletes or whatever. And I can tell you the clinical research is there. If you are doing it the right way and you've outlined the right way, it will work extremely well for you through the rest of your life. But the key is you have to be like Alicia, or you have to be that dedicated. And you see, there's something called commitment and contribution. You have to be committed. And Kevin is committed because of his life challenge. And in your case, you made a commitment to do that. So I agree with you completely.
That's true. I never would have chosen to go vegan without the heart attack instigating it. So I, you know, I'll meet a lot of people who I'm like, go vegan, it worked for me. Whenever people like are like, you, what happened to you? You lost a lot of weight. I'm like, the simple answer is I went vegan. And you know, you get a lot of people going like, well, I like meat too much and stuff like that. And I'm like, here, this is what it did for me. I'm not selling it to you, but we're Americans and it's all about obscene amount of choice. You walk into an American grocery store versus like a British grocery store, four times as large. Even the cereal aisle alone, the cold cereal aisle, is just like massive. It's all about choice because food is the only true joy that most people have left in this world that's free. And it costs money to eat, we know that, but places make it incredibly cheap. Because, you know, shy of, you know, doing drugs, having a cup of coffee or eating a good meal or even a crappy meal feels good. You know, the endorphins get released. We feel satiety. It's a good feeling. And Americans, and I'm one and I continue to be one, and it's baked into my DNA. We don't eat to fuel the body. We eat to entertain. We eat to please ourselves. We eat as reward. I had such a great day. I deserve this. Food, I had to relearn it. Is not that. Food is not entertainment. Food is not joy. When you make it that, then it becomes a destination. And I had to learn that food was not my destination. Food was just something that I have to do along the way to fuel the body. And, you know, I became an intermittent faster, pretty hardcore. Like basically I'm already on a like 18-6 diet every day in terms of like the hours that I owe 6 hour eating window. And I generally increase that to a 24 hour eating window. And then I'll go for like 3 or 4 day fast. It's sometimes 7 where it's just water and no intake whatsoever. Cause I still have a lot of stored energy. And I'll tell you right now, like post heart attack, I was very vigilant about like, this is going to keep me alive. But as we know in vegan world, they got bad food for you as well. Just because it's vegan doesn't mean it's necessarily good for you. I mean, sugar. I wish sugar wasn't vegan. It is. And so it's in everything, you know, mostly. So I had to kind of relearn to like eat. Like this isn't about having a good time. And then, you know, you'll do good over a long period of time and then backslide into bad behaviors. Lately, like I had a dog that was passing away before the end of the year. Rescue dog that we'd had for 6 years and we all loved her. And it was a real convalescent period, man. I was like for 4 months straight, I spent an inordinate amount of time staring at this dog's asshole because she couldn't get up to go to the bathroom. So I was constantly on dog duty and whatnot. And during that time, I ate all my grief. I ate my feelings and stuff like that. And I didn't think about like you had a heart attack. Now, mind you, I didn't slip. I didn't go non-vegan, but they got vegan ice cream. And just because it's made of cashews doesn't make it any better for you. They got vegan cheese just because it's made of, you know, a plant doesn't mean it's not fatty. There's still fat in a vegan diet. And so I started grief eating. Then I started after the dog passed away to make myself feel better, entertainment eating, where it's like, let me find my favorite show, plop down in front of the TV. It's 2 hours long, and I'm going to feed the entire time. And, you know, that way lies ruin, man. So even if you are vegan, even if you're living strictly plant-based, consuming that many calories, that much of anything, particularly in a sustained period of like non-motility, is just bad for the body. So for the last 2 weeks now, I've been hiking Runyon every day, doing the 4 mile that I used to do all the time and whatnot. And now I've been kind of bringing my diet back in a sensible way. I let bread slip back in. You know, when you mentioned gluten, I was like, I mean, some people who have celiac would be like, never wish this on yourself. But if I couldn't eat gluten, that'd be better for me. Unfortunately, I can. It doesn't affect me other than just makes me happy. And so I have to like keep an eye on the prize, which is like food sustains you. It's not meant to entertain you. It's not meant to reward you. It's not meant to feel good. It's not meant to take the place of a positive feeling. It's literally meant to just give you the energy you need so that your body can move, think, do what you need to do until you get to the next meal, man. And so it's not, one could go vegan, but there's behaviors that you have to like drop that are baked in as an American, man. They make it so easy to eat in this country and so cheap, but none of the food is very good for you, man. It's just reachable. It's just there.
I want to say that I agree with you guys and that I know how to do, I know that I can, I'm a foodie.
Me too.
And so I do allow myself to be a foodie still. And I have made it so that when I make bok choy drizzled with lemon and flaxseed oil and umeboshi plum and some toasted seeds, it is quite delicious. Like, it's just as delicious. And I think your tongue has to change. You know, when we're used to eating so much sugar and all that dairy and all that salt, your body doesn't even know, your tongue is numb. So that when you do a little fast or you do a little cleanse or you've started eating really clean, if you've been eating really, you know, whole grains and seaweeds, more macro, when you eat that way, you know, like if you fast for a few days and you have a raspberry, it's orgasmic. Yeah. You're like, this is the most incredible taste. But if you're just eating sugar all the time, then you're not going to appreciate that raspberry. I think you're right that you have to change the mentality and you can't be looking for food to do that. And you have to accept that food is really specifically to make your life work. And you want to feel good. And you want to be able to walk to the bathroom or have sex with your wife or do whatever the things are that you want to be able to do. And you're not going to be able to do them as well if you're filled with all kinds of junk.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
iHeart Podcast Update. This week on your free iHeartRadio app. Fodor's Guide to Espionage, a 60s-era spy story of the world's first and greatest travel writer, Eugene Fodor, as he jet sets around the globe. Tongue Unbroken, Season 2. This podcast explores complex concepts of identity, resilience, erasure, and genocide. Table for Two, Season 2. Think of the show as a deconstructed Oscar party in podcast form. Each episode takes place over the romance of a meal and feels like you're seated next to a different guest at that dinner. Hear these podcasts and more on your free iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if... No. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s.
She looked like a million bucks.
With zero qualifications.
She had a Harvard plaque.
Tricks her way past a wall of lawyers and agents.
She's got all of these Maseratis and Bentleys all in the driveway.
Is it like a mansion?
Yes, it's a mansion. That this queen of the con uses to scam some of the biggest names in professional sports out of untold fortunes.
About $6 million.
Approximately $11 million.
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
Employing whatever means necessary to bleed her victims dry.
She would probably have sex with one of her clients.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I wanted to ask you, Kevin, about your wife, Jen, how she, long before you thought of any of this, had the idea that you guys, that your daughter shouldn't drink milk. This was at a time when it was like, it was the Milk Does a Body Good campaign. I mean, it was like radical taboo that you were, why did she think this? And then it's so interesting to me that your wife and your daughter were so ahead of you with this, and that it took you almost dying to get it. Why wouldn't you listen to these brilliant women beforehand? Explain yourself.
They were health nicks as far as I was concerned, which was weird because the kid wasn't, you know, growing up, the kid looked more like me than not. And then as she got into like her early teens, like Jen's genes kind of kicked in and stuff. So for me, like I remember Jen early on, like as soon as the kid was born, she breastfed the kid up until, you know, she couldn't anymore. And then after that, I assumed the kid would drink milk. Like I drank milk and everyone in my family drank milk. And she was like, I'm not going to give her milk. I was like, what are you going to give her? She's like, soy. And I was like, a kid needs milk. She's like, no, she doesn't. Like, especially don't need an animal's milk. Kid needed my milk. She got it. She's done. You're not supposed to be giving a human being like animal's milk. Somebody else, you know, years before my kid would quote me, not your mom, not your milk. Jennifer was essentially saying the same thing. She was like, why would I give my kid like milk from some animal? Like, you know, I'm going to give her soy. So the kid never drank milk her entire life growing up. So that was one less thing she had to throw off when she went vegan. Jennifer, I remember early in our relationship, like probably after the kid was born, she suddenly turned off to meat. I think she might have seen a documentary, but she was just like, you know, because she used to eat chicken and hamburgers and bacon. She wasn't a huge like meat person, but you know, she did the average amount in her American diet. And then she pulled it all out. She was like, I'm not eating animals. And then she had a kind of on again, off again relationship with eggs, you know, where she was like, I'll eat whites. And then she was like, I'm not eating any of it. But, you know, cheese she wouldn't leave behind. That was the one thing. So that's what kept her as a vegetarian. So she was vegetarian long before the kid went vegan, which means long before I went vegan, and was kind of the example. And when the kid went vegan, she did cite Jennifer. She was like, Mom, my whole life has not been eating meat. And here I am like eating meat, and we all get together on Thanksgiving here in the house. We all eat meat. Mom doesn't. Like, I'm going to be like that. So yeah, the wife was the example, but the example that never set in for me. My wife is incredibly thin, has always been thinner than me. So I was like, well, there it is. The lesson is, you know, you live like that and you look like that. But I assumed it was too late. I never figured I'd make a life change, you know, that big. Go vegan, drop that much weight and stuff. That came along with fear, you know. And so many people ask me about like, what did you do? And I was like, I got scared. Like, you need to get scared. Man, you need to scare people sometimes, because it's so easy to forget. Like, for years, I was very, very heavy. And, you know, people would, they stop calling me like fat, and they just start calling you big guy. Hey, big guy. And like, I was like, I am the big guy, aren't I? I'm in charge here. And you forget that big guy is like a double entendre as well. And some people just don't want to hurt your feelings, so they say nothing. So, you know, in going plant-based, when the weight fell off, then you hear a lot of people go like, oh man, you look great. And you're like, well, thank you. Why didn't you intervene sooner? But I would never have heard them. Everyone in the world could have sat me down. Affleck himself could have been like, I will work out with you and put you on my exact diet. You will look like me, except shorter and not as pretty. And I would never have heard that. I wasn't ready to receive it until my back was against the wall. So, you know, you want people to not be in that position, but sometimes that's all it's going to take. That's the only thing that'll make them make that leap toward a healthier lifestyle, because this country makes it so easy to live a very unhealthy lifestyle while still believing that you're eating three squares a day and stuff.
Alicia, there's one thing Kevin made me think about. It's a little different. I agree with him on the milk. I haven't had it in years. But there's something that I think might, I don't want to use the word sell, but might help to convince. From a female perspective, you're in your mid-40s. One of the important things is reducing the risk of breast cancer, and diet can play a significant role. It has a lot to do with the ratio of 2 to 16 estradiol. And estradiol is one of the three hormones in the female system beside progesterone and testosterone. By getting in the cruciferous vegetables, which are resistant starch vegetables, that would be broccoli, cauliflower, cabbage, all of those vegetables, a woman can begin to normalize this 2 to 16 ratio. And when that ratio gets too far out with the 16, the woman's risk for breast cancer goes up. So the diet can have a significant effect. On the man's side, we are at risk of prostate cancer. Chances are, those of us that don't, that if we're lucky enough not to get it, we may die with it, but not because of it. And by getting in the same type of vegetables, we will be able to reduce the issue with benign prostate enlargement. Because in a man, the diindole methane in broccoli and cabbage and the sulforaphane in broccoli will actually reduce the risk of prostate cancer for a man. And you can pick up your calcium. Broccoli is one of the highest amounts of it. Forget about the milk and fortified foods, but you can pick that up. So the cruciferous vegetables are stars for women in breast cancer and men with prevention of prostate enlargement and cancer.
Mackie, why do you think, so Kevin is explaining that he's incredibly stubborn and that he would not, there was nothing, even probably you telling him that information prior to having his heart attack, he wouldn't have heard it, right? So do you think there are a bunch of people out there who can hear it? And can, like, what does it take for someone to go, I do want to feel good. I do want to live my best life. I actually would like to be able to sleep well. I would like to not have headaches. I would not to like to take medication for things. I would like to have the life that I was given by this magnificent experience of life. Do you think that there are more people like Kevin who have to be hit by a truck to get it? Or, you know, or are there a lot of people who can find this healing in a more gentle way? What do you think?
Well, I tell you what I know. I think COVID has been a game changer. Right now, what people have not done, the thing I tell people is the title of the book that you can give away to your of your audience on my website. It's called Stop Renting Your Health. And right now, people are renting their health. And when your health owns you, that's when you're in trouble. But if you can take ownership of your health, for instance, you ask the question, I will ask someone, did you plan more for your wedding than you did for your marriage? Do you have a warranty on your car, but not on your body? Do you take care of your pet better than you take care of yourself? But right now, COVID has changed things. I have seen people so afraid and are doing things to get back their immunity. And with age, we get something called immunosenescence. Immunosenescence says on the Starship Enterprise, when the Klingons are shooting at us and our force shields are up, it's protecting us. But when the force shields are up, we cannot fire out. Well, what's happening is with age, our force shields are coming down and we're taking too many hits. So you have to do everything to reduce inflammation and build your own adaptive immunity. And if you can do that, you will take ownership of your health and you will have a higher quality of life. And Alicia, Kevin, we can only save those that want to be saved.
True that.
Yeah, you can't force feed this to anybody, pun intended. It's a choice that people make, not just going plant-based, but choosing a healthier lifestyle. And to be fair, you know, some people would love to do it, but don't have the means, don't have the time. There's a myth about like being vegan is so expensive, not necessarily, particularly if you're cooking at home. So don't let cost be something that kind of keeps you from looking for better health. Time, unfortunately, nobody can give you more of that. So it does require, like, you know, if you want to eat healthier, don't ever eat out. Don't eat food that others prepare and stuff. But that means you've got to make the time to prepare the food yourself. But in the long run, it works out. I mean, I've got, based on my job, I got an inordinate amount of free time. But lately, I've started preparing my own food. I was eating off of Postmates. It was all vegan joints, but I've kind of put that to the side, and I've just been making hummus and beans constantly. I've learned how to make hummus, and I broke the shackles of big corporate hummus from my wrist so I could make my own hummus. I don't have to work for Sabra anymore. Now I work for Kev. I make my own damn hummus. And like that sesame, you know, the tahini stuff was something I didn't even realize was so good for you. Like, you know, I started reading the back of the jar and then I started looking up online and I was like, there's all sorts of healthy stuff in here.
I want to thank you both so much for this conversation. Mackie, I really, really appreciate your knowledge of the human body and also the disease that that is taking people over and how much you know about that and how to conquer it. And I really enjoyed hearing all about that. And I love hearing all of your stories. And Kevin, of course, I have so much love for you. And I just love hearing you tell your story of what happened to you. And both of you have been incredible to talk to. I'm really grateful. This was a delightful conversation and I enjoyed it. I hope other people will enjoy it. And thank you for coming and talking to me.
Well, Alicia, thank you very much. You're very kind to single me out. And Kevin, to get to know you and hear your story, a commitment. You don't hear a lot of that. And I've seen enough knowing what isn't commitment. So I'm honored to have at least shared some moments with you. God bless you both. And I wish only the best and keep up what you're doing. Stay strong.
Mackie, you do your dad proud, like we said before. You're a fascinating man. Thank you for sharing your story with us. And you give me hope that, when I reach an age where the rest of the darkness falls out of my beard and it all goes as white as that hair, then maybe I could still be above ground, man. I'm going to take a page out of your book. You, Alicia, have just devoted your life to raising a human being, to making a strong, smart human being. Like, anybody can have a kid. You're taking parenting to another place. It's so insanely admirable, especially having raised a kid myself and knows what goes into it. You're doing way better than I ever did. And my kid turned out okay, but you are so incredibly hands-on. Like, whenever I read about your relationship with him, it just makes me go, like, I wish I could go back in time and do better with my kid. Hats off, man. Like, we all get to accomplish things in life, and sometimes, particularly in our business, we forget that nothing's more important than, like, what we're here to do, which is, like, here's another human being. And you've set up this little human being for life so well, man. And what a beautiful relationship you guys got. Alicia, thank you for having me on for Chit Chat, for always leading, always being an example. Taking the hits when people didn't understand, when people, like, you know, like you said, man, people going, like, let's do 10 minutes of vegan jokes because it's so wacky. People like you, and specifically you, help normalize it for people like me to jump into it years later. So thank you. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you so much, both of you. To dig deeper into this episode's topic and resources, visit thekindlife.com. The Real Heal is an iHeartRadio production made in partnership with Frequency Media. I'm your host, Alicia Silverstone. From iHeartRadio, our managing producer is Lindsay Hoffman. From Frequency Media, Michelle Corey is our executive producer. Jordan Rizzieri is our producer. And Imani Leonard and Laura Boyman are our associate producers. Sydney Evans is our dialogue editor. And Claire Bittigeri Curtis is our mixer and sound designer. This podcast is available on the iHeartRadio app, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and wherever podcasts are found.
Coming back to Atlanta. Right now. Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
iHeart Podcast Update. This week on your free iHeart Radio app.
Fodor's Guide to Espionage, a 60s-era spy story of the world's first and greatest travel writer, Eugene Fodor, as he jet sets around the globe. Tongue Unbroken Season 2. This podcast explores complex concepts of identity, resilience, erasure, and genocide. Table for Two Season 2. Think of the show as a deconstructed Oscar party in podcast form. Each episode takes place over the romance of a meal and feels like you're seated next to a different guest at that dinner.
Hear these podcasts and more on your free iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.